This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The week just begun is a big one for corporate earnings. We'll hear from a lot of tech companies in particular, including Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, and Amazon, but also UPS, PepsiCo, and Boeing. Analysts tuning in to earning calls will be listening for any color on job cuts and the prospects of a recession. One factor that could be boosting profits at many big U.S. companies this year is the weakening dollar. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Up until around last September, the dollar's value had been rising. That's because a lot of investors were buying U.S. government bonds, which paid more interest, thanks to the Federal Reserve's rate hikes.
But when we enter the, you know, later part of 2022, and we go into that fourth quarter, all of a sudden, the other central banks begin to catch up.
That's Christopher Vecchio, head of futures and foreign exchange at the options researcher Tasty Live. The dollar's value has been falling in the time since, especially since this year, the Federal Reserve is slowing down its rate hikes.
And now we're seeing other central banks like the ECB and perhaps even the Bank of England having to do a little bit more to fight inflation than previously anticipated.
A weaker U.S. dollar makes American products more competitive overseas. Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners says companies also get more dollars when they bring overseas profits back home.
A company like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, all of them, they have huge sales outside the country. So these companies benefit.
Thing is, a weaker U.S. dollar also makes it more expensive to make overseas investments. Christopher Gilchrist, principal analyst at Forrester Research, says an American company that makes things in another country will have to pay more for labor and machinery.
And so as the dollar gets weaker, where they have assets globally could expose them to having to spend a premium just to keep it going at a steady state.
And for anyone in the U.S. that imports products, a weak dollar doesn't go as far. Catherine Reynolds imports tile for Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina, and she buys a lot of her tile from factories in Europe.
Most of my factories will charge in euros and we convert it over. So when that conversion rate is done, I end up paying more.
Reynolds says that's yet another factor that's causing her to raise prices this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.